We're continuing the shir in Likutei Halachos, Evan Ezer, Hilchas Yibum, Halacha Gimel, paragraph Yud Ches. Once again, this chapter of Likutei Halachos is based on chapter 57 in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about seven or eight topics. He starts off speaking about Emunas Chachamim, faith in Tzadikim. He speaks about vows. He speaks about bringing about the defeat of our enemies through fasting and or eating on Shabbos. He speaks about Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, connecting with them through the power of vows, through the power of eating on Shabbos. And he also speaks about bringing Moshiach by bringing about the downfall of the Sitra Achra. Those are the major topics in that Torah. And it's one of the Torahs which Rabbeinu Zal builds incredibly with psukim, with gemaras. Everything is linked together perfectly. If you're not familiar with the Torah, then sometimes when you hear the Likutei Halachos, where's the connection? What's the connection? The connection has already been made over there in Likutei Moran. The Likutei Halachos is based on that. Sometimes we try to fill it in, but it's always good to know that to the degree that you're familiar with the chapter on Likutei Moran, especially when we're doing a halacha substantial, that's 10 pages, 20 pages, 30 pages, if it's possible to look at the chapter on Likutei Moran before we learn it or while we're learning it, it makes it much, much clearer. Paragraph Yud Ches, we were in the middle of a discussion about the holiday of Purim and how that relates to everything we spoke about till now, and that chapter in Likutei Moran. The Alkein, and therefore, Be'eis Shehizgaber Haman, Shehu Hasinei Hagodol, when Haman was rising in power, becoming more and more power and more of a threat to the Jewish nation, Hutzruchu Lotzum. The Jews had to fast, K'moy Shekosuv, as Esther Amalka sent a message to Mordechai, Vitsumu alai, and fast for me. Ki oz tzrichin lotzum, ki shemizgaber hasoine hagodol. Because Rabbeinu Zal writes there in Likutei Moran that then, when the great enemy rises up against us, shehu esav, bechinas chomon amolek, kimavur heite b'maimar hanal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains very, very well over there in Likutei Moran, that when that happens, we need to fast. Val yidei hatzoim hu nichna. And through our fasting, we bring about the downfall of this great enemy. Bibchinas, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, v'chatoisi miponov tzorov. I will slice away from before you your enemies. And Rabbeinu Zal says there, Rosh Etevo is the first letters of those three words, spell the word tzoim, which means to fast. Ayin shom heitev. Look over there in Likutei Moran well, study well, so you'll understand how, why, exactly why, and how this works. V'alkein, now Rav Nosson Zal adds, and now you'll understand why when it came to Purim, hisanu shloishes yomim, they fasted for 3 days, shehem keneged shloish avos, corresponding to the three forefathers, which Rabbeinu Zal speaks about over there in Likutei Moran. Shebohem nichneso Esther el Beis HaMelech, kamuva. It's brought in Sforim that Esther Amalka entered into the throne room of Achashverosh together with Avram Yitzchok Yaakov. Ki ikar hatzoim hoyo kedei lachnia homan amolik. Because the main purpose of the fast was to defeat Haman, shehizgaber al yidei pegam ho'achila shel hasuda shel oisei rosha. Haman was drawing strength and power as a result of the Jews participating in the meal that Achashverosh served, which was pegam achila, that was negative eating. Shehizgabra al yidei pegam ho'munas chachamim kanal. And that came about as a result of a deficiency in faith in rabbis. And now you'll also understand why Esther Amalka said, Vitsumu olai, fast over me. or fast for me. Rav Nosson says, look at the wording. Olai daika. She could have just said fast. What's fast for me? The answer is olai specifically. Kihi bechinas isho yiras Hashem. Because Esther Hamalka represents the Shekhinah, the spirit of Hashem. The Shekhinah is called Esther. One of the nicknames of the Shekhinah, the spirit of Hashem, is Esther. The Zohar HaKadosh begins with the pasuk kishoshana bein hachochim, like a rose among the thorns, kein rayati bein habonai, so is my beloved among all the other girls in the world, referring to the Shekhinah. So the Mefarshim bring that shoshana is bigematria Esther. She is the Shekhinah. She is one. So Esther Amalka represented the Isho Yiras Hashem, Bechinas Emunas Chachamim. She represents the Torah Shebal Peh, the faith in the rabbis. She'ikar hatainis hoya bishvil zeh. And the main purpose and focus of the fast was to correct, to fix the Shekhinah, to fix the Emunas Chachamim, the Isho Yiras Hashem, the Torah Shebal Peh. Valyidei hatainis, and as a result of the fasting, loydai shehichniu es amolei komon sonei agodol, not only did they succeed in bringing about the downfall of amolei komon, the great enemy, avgam zochu el ahefech mamish, but rather they were zochu to bring about a complete reversal. Ki zochu lalois lebechinas neder. The Jewish people at that time who were in a very fallen state, they were down in the dumps, and they were zeicha to rebound, to boomerang all the way up to the top floors, to neder, to the level called neder, which is the upper shechina, al yedei Mordechai v'Esther kanal, through the assistance and guidance of the great tzaddikim Mordechai and Esther, as we explained in the previous shiurim. And through this, through the fasting and Mordechai and Esther and Avram Yitzchak, through all of this, they were zochah to correct, to fix the Emunas Chachamim, v'zochu lebechinas Shabbos, and they were zochah to Shabbos, shekolul b'shloisha avos, which is a combination of all three forefathers. That's why we have the three sections on Shabbos. Friday night, Shabbos morning, and Shabbos afternoon. We have the three meals on Shabbos. V'zeh b'chinas shloisha yomim shehisanu. And this is also why they fasted for 3 days, shem keneged shloisha avos, corresponding to Avram Yitzchok Yaakov. She'achar kach zochu lehikolo b'hem. After the Jews fasted, they were zochah to plug into, to become part of Avram Yitzchok Yaakov, al yedei bechinas neder, through the holiness of neder, bechinas Mordechai v'Esther, which is represented by Mordechai and Esther, as we discussed earlier. Paragraph Yutes, v'ze bechinas sudas Purim. Now you'll also understand one of the major highlights of the holiday of Purim is the special suda that we have, the meal that we have during the day that goes into the evening, into the next evening. Ki ze ikar hatikun shenas al yidei toikef hanes shel Purim. Because this is one of the main accomplishments that was accomplished through the great miracle of Purim. Shezochu lebechinas oineg Shabbos. The Jewish people were zeicha to the pleasure of Shabbos, bechinas achila dikdusha, which is holy eating. Al yedei bechinas neder, through the concept of neder, which we discussed earlier. V'alkein oz mitzvah laharbois besuda. And that's why on Purim there's a special mitzvah to make a major meal, a serious meal, a beautiful meal. Because that meal represents the opposite of Achashverosh's banquet. This is holy eating. This is making brachas. This is showing recognition to Hashem, not recognition to my stomach or to someone else. Bechinas Oinig Shabbos. This eating is like on the level of the pleasure of Shabbos. V'zeu Bechinas Sudas Purim. This is the mitzvah of the meal of Purim. Ki oz be'es hatzora. Koidem shenizgal alehem ha'oras Mordechai. Shehu hoya toikif hanes. Shubchinas neder. Because at that time, when the story of Purim was unraveling, when the Jews were still in big trouble, sakona, when Haman was at his height, before the great light of Mordechai was revealed, before the great power of Mordechai was revealed, which was the essence of the miracle, the neder, oz hayutzrichin lotzum. At that point in time, the Jews had to fast, kedei lahachnia Haman Amolek, in order to humble, in order to lower Haman Amolek. As Rabbi Nazal explains over there in Likut Imran, that when the enemy is strong and when we're in a weak position, we have to fast. But afterwards, after Hashem already performed the miracle and things started going in favor of the Jewish people, and Hashem shone upon the Jewish people the light of Mordechai Atzadik, which is that light of neder, the vow, that super high level of holiness. V'zochinu sheyoyer lanu zoyis ha'heorah shel b'chinas Mordechai b'chol shana v'shana, b'chol dor v'dor. And we are privileged, the Jewish people are privileged, that this great light of Mordechai is shines upon us on the holiday of Purim every single year, throughout all the generations. Kama Shekosov, as it says clearly in the Megillah, in chapter 9, V'hayomim ho'elu nizkorim v'nasim b'chol dor v'dor. These days of Purim are remembered and are celebrated. The word nasim means they happen. These days happen again. These miracles occur once again in every single generation. Alkein, therefore, Achshav bePurim, now on Purim, Shemeir Oz Heoras Mordechai, where the light of Mordechai is shining, Bechinas Neder, this power of Neder, Aydezeh Zoichen Oz LeBechinas Oinik Shabbos. Through this we are Zoiche to the pleasure of this of Shabbos, Achila Degdusha, which is holy eating, V'Alkein Oz Mitzvah Gedoyla LaHarbais Besuda. And that's why both on Shabbos and on Purim, there's a mitzvah, here he's referring to Purim specifically, there's a special mitzvah to have a major meal on Purim. Paragraph Chof. V'zeh b'chinas mishloach monos ish l'reihu matonos levyonim. Now we move on to some of the other major mitzvahs on Purim. The mitzvah of sending food gifts to your neighbors and friends. And in addition to that, a special mitzvah of giving charity to poor people on Purim. More so than an ordinary day. Because through the holiness of the vow, which are represented by Mordechai and Esther, which we, the Jewish people, receive this light every single year on Purim. Through this, we are zoiche to rectify, to correct anything that's lacking in our emuna in tzaddikim. Shehu klal kol ha-Torah kula, which pretty much includes the entire Torah. Emunas Chachamim is what the whole Torah is really all about. Because you don't know anything in Torah without being connected to the rabbis who understand it and who are able to teach you the proper understanding and interpretation of the Torah. V'alkein. Omru Rabbi Seinuzal, and this is why our rabbis tell us Shepurim hu kabolas ha-Torah, that Purim is a time when the Jewish people receive the Torah anew. Just like on Shavuos, you know, in the desert with Moshe Rabbeinu, on Purim, during the time of Mordechai and Esther, there was a new kabolas ha-Torah. Kama Shekosov, as it says in the Megillah, Kimu v'kiblu. They established and they received the Torah. Vaydeze anu zeichenos lebechinas oinik Shabbos. And through this incredible tikkun of emunas chachomim, we're zeichah to the pleasure of Shabbos, bechinas achila dekdusha, that our eating now is on a level of holiness, shu bechinas oinik Shabbos. Vaydeze anu machnien bechol shona es hasoinei hagodol, bechinas eisa, bechinas haman amolek. And through this, each and every single year, we continue to defeat, to subdue the great enemy, Esav, Haman Amalek. Ki achshav shezachinu l'achila d'kedusha, because now that we are privileged to have this holy eating, b'chinas oinig Shabbos, azai ein tzrichim lotzum. We don't have to fast anymore. Vonu machniyim oisoy al yidei hu achila. We subdue Esav, Haman Amalek, with our eating. Kimavur b'maimar anal, as is explained over there in Likutei Moran, in chapter 57, where Rabbeinu Zal explains the function of fasting and the function of eating on Shabbos, or eating in holiness. Avol, however, Rabbeinu Zal goes on to say over there in Likutei Moran, leharbois hasholoim, if we don't just want to get rid of our enemies, but if we want to actually achieve peace, and not just baby peace, but real peace, if we want to really increase the peace, tzrichin gam laharbois bitztaka, then the fasting and the holy eating are not enough. We need something else. We need major charity. Kimavur sham b'maimar anal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, marbe tzedaka, marbe shalom. A lot of charity, a lot of peace. That's one of the proofs that Rabbeinu Zal brings over there for this. V'zeh b'chinas matonos levyoinim shenoisnim b'purim. And this is why we have this major mitzvah of giving gifts to the poor people on Purim. U'marbinos b'tzedaka. We give a lot of charity. It's not a regular day. It's a holiday of tzedakah on Purim. Kidei lizgois l'sholoim. Because now that we're getting rid of the enemy, we're getting rid of Haman Amalek, Esav, all the trash, all the hate, all the negative stuff, now we want to work on the positive. We want to take the positive and put that together properly. Make peace among Klal Yisrael. Make peace between us and Hashem. Umarbenos bitstoka kede liskois lisholoim alidehu achila degdusha valide atstoka. To achieve the peace through the combination of holy eating and tzedaka. Kimavoyer shomamai marnal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran. Vese bechinas mishloach monos ishlareyehu. And this is the whole concept of these gifts that we send to each other. We send it to our friends and they send to us. Ze bechinas ribui hasholim. This is major peace. Again, peace, when people are living, are in their own houses, behind closed doors, and I don't bother you and you don't bother me, that's one level of peace. But we take it to a different level. There's a different level of peace and love and friendship. When we don't close the door, when we open the doors, and we go to the neighbor, we go to the guy next door and the guy down the block, and we see, what can I give you? I want to give you something. I want to show you that you're in my heart, that I'm thinking about you, that I care about you, that it's my pleasure to share what I have with you. Ki oz naseh sholom godol ben echad chaveroi. Because on Purim is when major, major peace is supposed to be achieved between Jews. Because the great enemy has been eliminated. And once he's been eliminated, all the hate and disunity among us, we want to get rid of that also. We want to get rid of the Esav inside of us. And the peace is increased. Al yidei shemetzarfen ribui hatzdoko, letikan huachila degdusha, by combining these two, combining major charity with tikan huachila, with proper eating. V'zeh bechinas mishloach monois, And that's what the Shalach Monas is all about. Shemarames al Sholem Godoil V'Ahava Bein Echad L'Chaveroi. Shalach Monas represents an incredible high level of peace and love among fellow Jews. V'Alkein Maramzim al Sholem B'Mina Achila Daika. And this is also why the Halacha specifies that Shalach Monas, you're not allowed to give jewelry, and you're not allowed to give shoes, pairs of shoes. It's got to be food, man, food. Achila. Kishoilchin monois daika. We send these portions. Monois means portions, portions of food. And it's got to be food that's ready to be eaten. Not a steak right out of the freezer that's going to take hours to thaw out. It's got to be food that's ready to roll, ready to be eaten. Shehem mine achila. Lahoyrois to show sheikar hasholim vohoavo nasai de achila daika, that one of the critical pieces in achieving this peace is eating food. Kalidehu achila shel purim shubhinas oinig shabbos, because as a result of this, the holy eating that's done on Purim, combined which is comparable to the pleasure of Shabbos. B'tzeiruf hatzdoka, by combining that with charity, zeichen l'sholem godol kanal, we're zeichen to a very high level of peace. And again, in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal shows how those two go together, the eating and the tzedaka. V'alkein, rotzo homon lishkoil aseres alofim kikar kesef, levatel koyach hatzdoka shel Yisrael. And this is why we see in the Megillah, and the Gemara tells us, that Haman offered Achashverosh 10,000 silver pieces to purchase the rights to the Jewish people, to be the boss, to be in charge of the Jews, to be able to burn them, destroy them, do whatever he wants with them. Why did he offer money? Because he wanted his money to counter the effectiveness of the Jewish money, of Jewish philanthropy, of charity, tzedakah. Ve'ikar hoyaroitza levatel koyach hashkolim shenosnu Yisrael b'chol shana b'shvil korbanos lebeis hamikdash. And remember, this was taking place in Adar. What do we do in Adar, on Rosh Chodesh Adar? Everybody donates to the Mishkan, to the Beis Hamikdash. That's when Haman was doing his thing. He wanted to do his thing in Adar, to wipe out the Jewish people, so that his money should counter our machtzis hashekel that we donate on Rosh Chodesh Adar. Shezeo b'chinas neder, which is also a vow, a type of vow it's called. V'alkein, kishezochu la'piloi. And therefore, when the Jews succeeded in bringing about the downfall of Haman, alkein tzivu litein matonas lavyoinem. That's when we were instructed by Hashem to give this charity to the poor people, in order to achieve peace through the multitude of charity that we give. And this is why one of the Shabbos before Purim is called Parsha Shkolim. We read about the half shekels. And it's on Rosh Chodesh Adar that we announce, hear ye, all the good Jews, come and bring your half shekels to donate to the Mishkan, to donate to the Beis Hamikdash. Liknois korbonois lebeis Hamikdash, in order to purchase the sacrifices that were used on a constant basis, you know, on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Shehu b'chinas neder, those sacrifices are examples of nedarim. A person says, I hereby donate this animal to be oila, to be shlamim. Shaydeze nestakein emunas chachamim. This all helps to fix, to correct anything that's lacking in Emunas Chachamim, Shaydeze Nichna Haman, which is what brings about the downfall of Haman. Paragraph Chof Aleph, Vese Bechinas Kriya Samegila, Bishvil Pirsume Nisa. And with this, we also understand the mitzvah on Purim of reading the Megillah out loud, which is a form of pirsumei nisa, publicizing the miracle of Purim, the reading of the Megillah is supposed to be done in a crowd. The bigger the shul, the better. The more people gathering together to publicize the great miracle. Kitzorech lefarsem hanes bape daiko, because we must publicize the miracle verbally, with our mouths specifically. Al yedei kriyas ha-megillah b'tzibur, by reciting the Megillah, public reading of the Megillah. Ki ikra nes hoyo shenisraba ha-sholoim, because the pinnacle of the miracle of Purim was a major increase in peace in Klal Yisrael. Shehu ha-hepech mamish, may his gabrus ha-sin of ha-machloikas, which is the exact opposite of a rise in hate and disunity, strife, shebo me'asoyne ha-godol shu'esav, which we get from our cousins. We get it from cousin Esav, brother Esav, the great enemy, b'chinas Haman. She'ikr his gabrusoi mebchinas pegam amunas chachamim. And what makes them strong, what makes Esav, Haman, Amalek strong, is when we are weak in our faith in tzaddikim. Olehefech. However, the opposite holds true. Kishe zoichen letikin amunas chachamim al yidei neder. When we zoiche to fix the amunas chachamim through the power of neder, al yidei ze zoichen leshalom gadol. Through that, we achieve major peace. Ki ikar hasholim nasa yidei emunas chachamim Torah shebal peh. Because the main peace in Klal Yisrael is achieved through faith in the rabbis, Torah shebal peh, the oral Torah, shemevararin hahalocha al yidei drusheyem shedorishnes haTorah, whereby we clarify the Torah. We resolve all the debates, all the arguments, all the machlokas, all the disagreements. We resolve all of them through the rabbis, through the Torah Shebal Peh, who clarify the halacha through all the explanations that they have of the Torah. Vaydeze nase sholem godol. And that achieves major peace, as we discussed earlier in paragraph Vav in this halacha, a few pages ago. And this was the real greatness of the miracle of Purim. As it says over there in the Megillah, Vayishlach Sforim El Kol HaYehudim, Mordechai HaTzadik sent out edicts to all the Jews all over, Divrei Sholoim VeEmes, words of peace and truth. And as we find once again, all the way at the end of Megillah Esther, when it says about Mordechai HaTzadik, Doireish Toiv Liamoi, he expounded goodness to his nation, V'doiver Sholoim L'chol Zaroi, and he spoke peace to all the children of the Jewish people. Ki ikar hu hasholoim, because the main thing is peace. Shehu tikun kol hoilamois, that is the perfection of all the worlds. Vehu hahepech mamish mi sinas esav homon ish tsarvoyev. And peace is the exact, Nelson uses the word hahepech mamish. He doesn't say it's the opposite, it's exactly the opposite. Because esav, ayin, shin, beis, equals Shalom. He is literally the exact opposite of peace. Zelu maseh. These are like on two ends of a seesaw. The bigger Esav becomes, the less peace in the world. The more Esav is pushed down, the more the peace increases in the world. Validei ha-sholoim ikar hachnosoi. And through peace, we bring about the major defeat of Esav. Ki yenikosoi rak mi sino umachloikis. Because Esav, our enemy, our worst enemy, draws all of his energy and strength from hate and disunity, especially among us and Klal Yisrael. Ukemuva b'makam achra, as is brought in other places in our teachings. V'hasholoim nasa yidei emunas chacham kanal. And peace is achieved through real, true faith in tzaddikim. V'zeh b'chinas, this is why the pasuk says there at the end of the Megillah, doyresh toiv li'amoi, that Mordechai HaTzadik was one of the leading rabbis of the Sanhedrin. He was doyresh, he darshened. He was one of the great rabbis who interpreted the Torah. He was one of the founders of Torah Shebal Peh. V'doyver shalom, and he spoke peace. Rav Nosson Zal says, doyresh toiv z'b'chinas, tikkun Torah Shebal Peh, munas chachamim. When it says that that Mordechai HaTzadik was doyresh, he darshened, that means Torah Shebal Peh. He was one of the major interpreters of the Torah who clarified the halacha. He was one of the leading rabbis of the Sanhedrin. V'zeh b'chinas doyresh toiv li'amoi. He expounded goodness to the Jewish people. Ki kol zman she'ein mevaren ha'halacha, because so long as we have not succeeded in clarifying the halacha, when there's confusion, when there's a lack of clarity, azai hu b'chinas v'doyresh ro'o tevoyenu. K'mo shekosev Rabbein Ezal b'mokom acher. Rabbein Ezal writes in Likutei Moran in chapter 8, when he speaks about a lack of clarity in Torah, when we're not learning Shulchan Aruch, we're not learning Halacha, we're not clarifying the laws, he quotes the pasuk v'doyresh ro, a person who's darshaning, a person whose study of Torah is ra, has bad in it. Why? Because he's not separating the good from the bad. He's not clarifying what's right, what's wrong, what's good, what's bad, what are you allowed, what are you not allowed. So his drasha has the ra mixed in, his learning has the bad mixed in with it, tivoyenu, then it'll come upon him, chas v'shalom. Ki oz adayin moir of toivora, because when we haven't worked properly on the Torah Shebal Peh, when we don't have the proper emunas chachamim, then the good and the bad are still mixed up together. We're still in a state of unclarity, confusion. Aval kishemavarin ha-halacha, but when we're privileged to study Torah Shebal Peh properly, learn a lot of Gemara and a lot of Mishnah and a lot of Rishonim and Achronim and get to the Shulchan Aruch and get to the Halacha and everything, we clarify, we resolve the Halacha, azay nizbarer hatoiv mi'ra, then the good and bad have been separated. Vazay hu bebechinas doyresh toiv, and then we can say about that person that he is learning good. And by clarifying the halacha, b'chinas doyresh toiv, aydezeh nizbatel hamachloikis. Through that, the more and more we clarify the halacha, the more we eliminate the confusion, the disunity, the machloikis, the disagreements. We don't disagree. It's become perfectly clear that this is the right way. V'nisra b'hasholim, and the peace is increased. V'zeh b'chinas v'doiver sholim. That's why those two go together. Doyresh toiv, v'doyver shalom, speaking peace. K'alidei doyresh toiv, because by expounding good, by getting to a level in Torah where you have been able to separate the good from the bad, to sort it out, and there's good over here that's clearly good, through that, ayidei zeh naseh sholim. Through this, we achieve real peace. Now Rav Nosson Zal continues. Ve'isa b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal b'maimar sholu anal. Rabbeinu Zal goes on to say over there in chapter 57 in Likutei Moran that there are two types of peace. Sheyesh sholoim, sheyesh loy peh. There's a peace that goes together with speaking. It has a mouth to it. Ve'yesh sholoim she'ein loy peh. And there's a peace which has no mouth to it. They're at peace, but they don't talk to each other. They're not fighting, they're not arguing, they're not disagreeing, but they don't really talk to each other. And Rabbeinu Zal brings psukim from all over the Torah to show these two different types of peace. And that peace specifically refers to speech. By Yosef HaTzadik, it says, V'lo yochlu dabroi l'sholim. They couldn't speak with peace, him and the brothers. And the pasuk says, "Leman achai v'reoi adabro no shalom boch." V'alidei achila Shabbos b'chinas achila d'kedusha. And Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in the Likutei Moran that when a Jew is zeicher to achieve a level of holiness in eating, when the eating is with holiness, it's oinig achila Shabbos, zeichen l'sholoim sheyesh loyper. Then we're zeichen to a type of peace that does have a mouth to it. It does have words. Ayin Shama, look over there in chapter 57. V'ze b'chinas v'doiver sholoim. And that's why the Pasuk says in Megillas Esther that Mordechai spoke peace, doiver sholoim. Because then there was achieved a peace that has a mouth. Let me please speak with peace. As Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran. And this is why the mitzvah is to recite the Megillah, to announce the Megillah, lefarsim toikev hanes, to publicize this great miracle, shehu b'china sholoim b'peh daika, which is all about achieving a level of peace that talks. B'china sholoim sheyesh loipeh, ki ikar shleimus hasholoim, kishezeichen lesholoim sheyesh loipeh. Because real perfection of peace, perfect peace is when they can talk, when they can really talk and communicate with each other. When we talk about shalom bayis, I have a relative who likes to, when he leaves his house in the morning, he says, shalom bayit, have a nice day, wife. The Gemara says the wife is called a bayis. He says, shalom bayis, bye, house. But the word shalom bayis has a lot of meaning to it. Shalom bayis, one level of peace at home is they're not killing each other. They're not stabbing each other. They're not yelling, punching, kicking physically or verbally. No verbal punching, kicking. Nobody's saying nasty, sarcastic, ugly things. But rather, they talk to each other. That's one. That's shalom sheyesh loyper. And then there's a concept of talk to each other. You'll do this. Do this for me. Do that for me. Sure, they're talking. Everybody's talking. But there's another level of really communicating where each one is talking and listening, hearing what the other one has to say and understanding and saying things that the other person can appreciate, can enjoy hearing, can accept and can appreciate and can benefit from. All kinds of different levels of sholem sheyesh loyper. Sheze ikar hasholem. This is real peace. Ubepurim zoichem lazeh. And on Purim, by following all the laws and mitzvahs of Purim, and by following the explanation that Rav Nelson Zal is giving us, on Purim we can achieve all of this. Bebechinas divrei sholoim ve'emes. As it says in the Megillah, words, speaking, peace and truth. Bebechinas v'doiver sholoim. V'alkein, and therefore, koirin ha-Megillah bepeh daika. The mitzvah is you can't read the Megillah with your eyes. You have to say it. You have to say the words. Ki ha-Megillah nikreis divrei sholoim. Because the Megillah is these words of peace. Ki ze ikar pirsum aneskanal. Because this is the essence of publicizing the miracle. The miracle is this universal peace. V'alkein tzrichen likroisa bepeh daika. Therefore, you must say the words. We have a Balkore who reads it in shul, and people in shul, if they can, verbalize it along with him without making any noise so you don't disturb the guy sitting next to you and without trying to confuse the Balkore to see if you can sing it louder than him, but to mouth the words, bepeh, this sholem sheyesh loy peh. And this conforms with what our rabbis tell us in the Gemara in Eruvin, page 54, that there's a pasuk in Mishlei, chapter 4, where the pasuk says, "Ki chayim heim lemoitzehem." The Torah gives life, is life, to those who give it forth, lemoitzehem. And the Gemara says, "Lemoitzehem bepeh." To those who speak the words of Torah with their mouth. You don't learn Torah with your eyes. It's got to be speaking. You have to say the words. unless a person is at a shir. When a person's at a shir, you could have 500 people there. One person is speaking. Those that are listening are included in the speaking. They don't have to mouth the words along with him. They are part of the speaking. By listening and not disturbing, they're part of the speech. Just like the reading of the Megillah. Everybody in the shul doesn't have to. If there's a Baal Koreh who's reading it, and everybody is paying close attention to listen to every word, it's as if they read it. It's as if every single person said it. Ki ha-Torah nikreis shalom. Because the Torah is called peace. Kama shekosu, as the Pasuk says, v'chol nesivoiseho shalom. All the paths of the Torah are peace. It's all about peace. V'ikar shleimus ha-shalom kishu b'china shalom she'esh lo peh. And real perfection of peace is when the peace has a mouth to it, when the peace is talking. Peace talks. That's what they call it, right? But again, when it's being performed by diplomats, I like to quote my rabbi, Reb Michelzal, who used to say that the definition of a diplomat, the definition of a politician is a person who what he means, he doesn't say, and what he says, he doesn't mean. That's the definition of a politician. So politicians are the last germs on earth who are qualified to make peace, to be handling peace talks. They're the last possible butt of spiders, cockroaches, I don't know what word to use, to be involved in peace talks. V'alkenen, therefore, tzorich likrois es ha-Torah. We have to recite the words of the Torah. Shehi, again, the mitzvah in Shulchan Aruch, when it talks about the Torah, it says, Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah, recital, the Torah recital that's done. Shehi Bechinas Sholoim Bapeh Daika. This is an example of peace. The Torah is called peace, but again, peace talks with the mouth, talking peace. Kedei Sheyeh Bechinas Sholoim She'esh Lo Peh, so that our Torah should be a peace that has a mouth to it. Sheze ikar hashalom. That's the real peace. Va'oz daika zoicha l'chaim. And then we can receive the true life from the Torah. Bibechinas, as the Gemara says over there in Erevin, ki chaim heim l'moitzieim bepe daika. The Torah gives life to those who give it forth verbally, to those who say its words. Ki ikar hachaim mekablem ayidei shalom daika. Because in order to receive life, you need peace. There must be peace. As we say in the final blessing in the Shmoneh Esrei, Sim Shalom Toiva Uvrocha Chaim. Hashem, place peace, goodness, blessing, and life among us. A person would say logically, what's first, peace or life? You have to be alive to make peace. No. Sim Shalom, when there's peace, then there can be life. Without peace, chas v'sham lo aleinu, in a house where there's no peace, they're not living. They're not living together. Living is living together. U'kamay shekosu, as the pasuk says, ki oirech yomim u'shnois chayim v'sholoim. Because long life and years of life and peace. Ki ikar ha'sholoim, because the real, real peace is Kishem is chabrim shnei afochim, when we can take two opposites, two that are not similar to each other, and to unite, have unity between them. K'mayshekosov Rabbeinu Zal b'mokom acher, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 80 in Likutei Moran, v'ze nimshach ha'idei emunas chachomim Torah shebal peh, and that is accomplished when there's faith in the rabbis, when the Torah shebal peh is strong, the oral Torah. We said Talmidei Chachamim marbim shalom bo'olam. The Talmidei Chachamim increase the peace in the world. Kiyadei haChachamim shemechabrim umiyachadim Torah shebal peh im Torah shebiksav. Because through these great rabbis who take two opposites, the written Torah and the oral Torah, and they marry them together. They put them together. They build all the bridges, all the connections. They show us how the entire Torah Shebaal Peh is in the Torah Shebichsav. Shehein Bechinas Chesed Ugvura. The written Torah versus the oral Torah is a concept of Chesed, kindness, versus Gevura. Al Yidei Zeh Mishabrim Kol HaHafochim. Through the study of Torah Shebaal Peh, through the study of Gemara, which is opposites, which brings together these two opposites, written and oral Torah, through this we can unite all the opposing forces, all the opposites. V'naseh sholim b'nehem. We can make peace between them. Again, it's not our political turkeys sitting down together. It's not Abu Babu and Benny sitting together. It's the religious Jews learning Torah Shebaal Peh. It's people studying the oral Torah and the written Torah, achieving the peace over there, building the peace over there. That's what can bring about a universal peace. V'naseh sholem, that can unite opposites and bring peace between them. U'mishom ikar hachayim, and that's the source of real life. Ki ikar hachayim, because when we talk about life, life requires a union between two opposites. Alidei hischabrus haneshama im aguf. It's two major opposites cooperating and working together, the soul and the body. Shem shnei afochim. Vayidei shalom, we said through peace, mischabren yachad haneshama vaguf. The soul and body come together, v'zoichin lechayim. And then the person is alive. When either one of these, if we have the biggest army in the world with the biggest muscles, all the muscles and all the armor and the best weapons, it's a body. It's a body. If there ain't no soul to it, it's a big cemetery. The army is a big cemetery. All dead bodies, it's bodies. There's bodies in. They open the grave. But no soul to it. No batteries in it. And the ones who are learning Torah, they are the neshama. They're the soul. If we have both, and neither one is trying to destroy, if the body tries to destroy the soul, we'll see how long that body survives. And at the same time, a soul without a body can't put on tefillin, can't do mezuzah, can't eat Shabbos food. You need both. You have to have both. Each one has to respect and acknowledge the other one. There's Yisochar and Zvulun. It's when either one wants to crush the other one, wants to make the other one like they're nothing. They're parasites and they're parasites. A person who's not sitting in kol all day is a dog. If a person says that, or if the politician or the army guy says, a person who isn't carrying a gun is a dog, then they're both going, they're both dead. Dead. There's no sholem, there's no chayim. They can't possibly receive life from Hashem. Nimtza she'ikra chayim al yidei ha-sholem. Ve'ikra ha-sholem kishu bebechin ha-sholem she'esh lo peh. And real peace is when the peace has a mouth to it. When a Jew sees a soldier walking by and he could say shalom aleichem. He could say have a good day. And when a soldier sees a Talmud Chacham walk by and can say keep up the good work. We need your support. We need your help. And this is why the Pasuk says that the Torah gives life when the words of Torah are verbal, when they're talking, when the body, again, a soul can talk and a body can talk. Put both together the right way, they can talk, they can be dibur. And this is what the Pasuk continues over there in Mishlei, where it talks about the Torah there. It says that the Torah gives life, and then it says, Ulechol besoroi marpe, and that the Torah cures and heals the entire flesh, the entire body. Kigam horefua shezoichen al yidei Torah, because in addition, the curing, the healing, that we achieve through the Torah, al yedei emunas chachamim daika, when we have real proper faith in the rabbis, in the tzaddikim specifically. Kanal b'mayim aranal, as Rabbeinu Zal emphasized over there in that chapter in the Likutei Moran, that there's no such thing as Torah without Torah Shebaal Peh, without the rabbis. Hakoil al yedei hasholoim. And all of this is achieved through peace. Kama shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, Boire nivs fosoyim, Hashem creates the movement of the lips. Shalom, shalom. This will bring about peace, peace. And the pasuk continues over there. Omar Hashem, says Hashem, urefosiv. And I will cure him. I will heal him. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains. This is touched upon in the chapter on the Likutei Moran. Rav Nosson Zal expounds on this. Ki ikar harefuah al yedei hasholoim she'oisin bein hayesoidois shehoyu mechuklokim ze mizeh. All the Sfarim tell us that what causes illness, when does a person need healing? When there's a lack of cooperation and unity between the opposing elements and forces inside of us. What are these opposing elements? There's fire inside the body, there's fire. The heart is pumping. And we know that when something moves, it generates heat, friction. The fire is pumping out energy, voltage, heat. And there's water in the body. There's the liquids. Person drinks, there's the blood, there's the other liquids in the body, flowing in the body. There's the air conditioning system, the lungs, the whole pulmonary system, bringing in oxygen, taking out. There's there's wind, there's air, ruach, the spirit, and there's ofor. Man was created from dirt, ofor. There's these four elements in the body. If they are in perfect harmony and unison, the person's a healthy individual. If there's any lack of unity and lack of harmony, lack of cooperation, if any one of the four flexes his muscles, wants to be in charge, if they turn the heat up a little, or turn the air conditioning up a little too far, or too much earthliness, then the person becomes ill, the person becomes sick. Shemishom ikar hacholas. That's where illnesses, that's where sickness is really all about. Kama shekosov Rabbeinu Zal b'mokom acher. As Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in chapter 14 in Likutei Moran, paragraph 13, and in chapter 56 at the end of paragraph 8, and in other places. Ve'ikar harefuah. Now, if we analyze medicines, healings, usually all medicine is really al yedei haharkova, is compounds. It's different compounds. It's putting together different elements. It's very rare that one item alone can serve as a cure for an illness. Shemarkivin kamodvorim, we put together several different elements, sheboim mikamo yesoides, which come from several different basic things. We put together a plant and salt or water or shit, all kinds of different things. Va'oisin sholoim beinehem, and we create a peace, a unity between these elements, and we put them together. We boil them together in some cases. We crush them up and make a powder sometimes. All the different ways that we bring these things together. And the person who takes this medicine, this brings about a peace between those elements inside the person. And the person is zoicha to be cured, to be healed. And all of this is dependent on faith in the rabbis. Because all physical compounds in this world, all materialistic compounds, draw their healing power, draw their spirituality from the rabbis, from the chachamim, who are busy making their compounds, who are busy putting together the elements that they put together. Kanal, as we learned earlier, that the main function of the rabbis is to take the different pieces in the Torah, the different elements, a pasuk from here, a pasuk from there, a word from here, a word from there, a letter from here, and to bring those elements together, to use those different elements to derive the clarity in the Torah, to bring about revelations, explanations of the Torah. And the most important ingredient here is the peace. Again, when the rabbis are at peace with each other, when everything's at peace with each other, it all works. That's the real perfection of Emunas Chachamim, as we learned earlier. And therefore, by the rabbis bringing forth revelations of the oral Torah. Again, this is an example of peace which is oral peace. That's the real peace, when they can talk to each other properly. Through this, we're zoicha to life and to healing, shehem bechina shalom, which are peace, as we showed earlier. And now we understand how that pasuk flows. Ki chayim heim lemoitzehem, the Torah is life to those who give it forth verbally, to those who verbalize it. The Gemara says lemoitzehem bepeh, referring to emunas chachamim, Torah shebal peh. Ulechol besoroi marpei, and then it becomes a cure, a healing for the entire flesh, for any possible ailment, any possible illness. V'zeh shekosav sham, and this is why it says again in Mishlei over there, chapter 3, pasuk 17, Dirocheho darchei noyham, the paths of the Torah are paths of sweetness. Noyam means a peaceful sweetness. When people are cooperating with each other and working together, that's called noyam. We'll see if Rav Nosson Zal will bring it. Yes, he brings it shortly. V'chol nesivoiseho shalom, and all the paths of the Torah are all about peace. Ki ikar hachayim v'horefua shemekabla mi'atorah, because the real life and healing that a person can draw from Torah, hakoil al yedei shekol nesivoiseho shalom, is all because the paths of the Torah are all about peace. And peace is what gives life, peace is what leads to life, and healing, curing. Ki ikar hachayim v'horefua al yedei shalom kanal, ubechin ha-sholom shezoichen al yedei ha-Torah, hu daika al yedei emunas chachamim kanal. And to be zoiche, to derive the real peace from the Torah, to be able to draw peace from the Torah, is dependent on faith in the rabbis. They're the ones who explain. An ordinary Jew sits down to learn Torah, every line is all conflict. How does this fit in with that? It's all arguments, and it's only with the assistance of the rabbis and by studying the words of the rabbis properly that suddenly it all becomes peace. And even the things which in the Gemara seem to be like conflict and disunity, keep your pants on, hold on, go a little further, get into the Shulchan Aruch, take it to the next level, go into the Rishonim. They will clarify, they will make peace, they'll resolve the things that were unresolved in the Gemara. And then take it further, take it to the Achroinim. That's why you need more, this is being perpetuated, this is being improved. As every day goes on, there's new resolutions to conflicts. Ve'emunas chachamim nimshach mebchinas neder. And we saw earlier that emunas chachamim draws its light and power from vows, from neder, shubchinas bina, which is bina, bechinas noyam ho'elyon kamuva. We know that one of the nicknames of bina is noyam ho'elyon, the heavenly sweetness. In fact, the word noyam is bigematria 160, which is one of the miluim of the Shem Ekir. Hashem's name Ekye, which is one of the major names for Bina, when you write it out in its full, each letter as a word, Aleph, Aleph Lamed Pei, Hey, Hey Yud, Yud, Yud Vav Dalid, and Hey, Hey Yud, it's Bigimatria 161, which is the word Noyam. Noyam is 160. With the Kolel, it's 161. Vezehu, this is why the Pasuk says, Derocheho Darche Noham. The paths of the Torah are Noyam. The paths, plural, the written Torah and the oral Torah are plugged into Noyam, to Neder, to Bina. Aydezen, through that, V'chol nesivoyseh ha-sholoim. All of those paths lead to peace. V'aydezeh daiko, and through that, ki chayim heim. Through this, we draw life, healing, peace from the Torah. We'll hold it over here for now. Yes.
It said in the previous page about Torah, Torah, Torah.